The government of Saskatchewan may have to limit the sale of Budweiser beer because competitors are crying foul. Although the advertising of beer is outlawed in the province, most people know the slogan, "This Bud's for You," thanks to American Commercials Cabled North. Responsible in part for the situation in Saskatchewan is the distinctiveness of the Budweiser commercial. For Sunday Sunday, Melanie Reffes introduces us to creative genius Steve Carman.
What I do is I sit down and I analyze the research. That's the most important part. And then I try to devote as much thinking time to a job as I can. And normally I will think up, I don't like the word hook, but there is a hook in everything. Whether it's when you say Budweiser, you've said it all, or something along that line. And the actual sitting down at the piano is the last process.
You say Bud, you tell the world you know what makes it all the way. When you say Bud.
When I started working for Budweiser, it was the number one beer in its field, and they wanted to say, not beat their breast and say they were number one, but their attitude was, when you say Budweiser, you have said everything that you have to say about wanting a beer.
When you say Budweiser,
you've said it all.
Must you believe in the product, though, to undertake its ad or its jingle?
Well, believe in it is a difficult word to talk about, but what I like to feel that I am working for products that I myself would use, and I do use all the products, and not out of any sense of loyalty. I have found that keeping a balance of working for things that I can believe in myself and that I can understand the advertiser's position keeps me sane as a creative person.
If we could take you through the plant, show you what is new, and let you see what's going on, and watch the things we do.
If you could see the cars and trucks we're working on for you, you'd say incredible. Ford, that's incredible.
The agency had an idea that they wanted to say that Ford was building incredible cars for incredible years. And that was the line that they had started with. And somehow when you say incredible cars or incredible years, when you say your product is incredible, it's already kind of blowing it out of proportion, because incredible is bigger than superstars. And what I did was to change it around. Instead of saying that incredible cars for incredible years, we said, Ford, that's incredible. If you listen to Sooner or Later You'll Own Generals, General Tire, the sound, when you hear the track itself, the thing that I try to accomplish is when you're walking out of the room and you cannot hear the words and you hear the sound, you immediately identify that instrumentation with the product. So it's not only the music and lyrics, but it is the orchestration that really makes the difference. I've only done one session, believe it or not, for General Tire, and this was almost 10 years ago, and it's the same one that you hear on the air. To me, that's a classic. And if asked, and I was asked 2 years ago, what I would do to replace it or to update it or to change it, I wrote my client a letter saying this: I wouldn't know where to begin. I truly would not know where to begin. That's like changing, immodestly, that's like changing the Mona Lisa. It works. It's perfect. It's timeless. It says everything that an advertiser would want to say. Sooner or later, sweetheart.
Sooner or later,
you'll own Generals.
Sooner or later, you'll own Generals.
I started in the jingle business after having a 5-year career as writing the background music for porno films. A nudie movie in the early 60s or late 50s, which is when I started, got involved in, was nothing like the porno movies that are around today. A nudie movie was, I'll give you a fast plot. John is a motorcycle rider, and he has a camera, and he's been hired by a newspaper to take pictures of Mary, who lives on the hill. And he goes up, and there's no dialogue. And he goes up, and they show you a scene riding on his motorcycle, and I wrote some motorcycle music. And then you go up, and he sees Mary, and he takes out his camera, and Mary takes her top off. No bottoms. This was strictly topless. And he would take pictures from various different angles, and they would shoot, you know, the camera from various different angles, and I would write a little piece of music, and John would now get back on his motorcycle and go down to visit Susie. And this went on for about 45 minutes, and then there would be about 15 minutes of shots of reprises of all these young ladies that bared their souls to the cinematic world. And that's how I got started. And I started with the first film I did was Hollywood Nudes Report, which was very similar to what I just described. And then in the next 4 years, I did 30 porno films, background scores. And that's how I learned my craft.
Tell us how you got into a more legitimate business, Steve.
I put together a tape of my one Girl Scout commercial plus about 10 minutes of my porno movie stuff, and I started banging on doors. And the first major success that I had in advertising was, I don't know if you got it in Canada, I'm sure you did. You can take Salem out of the country, but you can't take the country out of Salem.
All nationwide, 'cause nationwide is on your side.
I think also the key to a very successful campaign is being able to, as you said before, Steve, sell almost anything. Now, a good example is insurance. That's dry and boring, but you've done it to Nationwide.
Nationwide is on your side. There is another example of an advertiser whose message is a very simple message. Nationwide is on your side. And originally, I don't know if you remember way back, it used to be Call the Man from Nationwide. Call the man from Nationwide, 'cause the man from Nationwide is on your side. Well, they started to get flack from beautiful young women like you who were working for the insurance companies. And they felt it was very, this is several years ago, it's at least 5-6 years ago, that the idea of man itself was not acceptable. So we changed it to Nationwide is on your side. And lyrically and musically, it says very simply what this company wishes to transmit to its listeners. Beneficial had been saying, you're good for more. Now, just to say you're good for more at Beneficial is a very valid statement, but I wanted it in a way that would be unique. So I said at Beneficial, doot, doot, it has an identity now, and we did some commercials recently. Instead of saying come to Beneficial, we said come to Benedoot Doot. And but it's instant recognition. We now celebrated our 11th year using one song, and that's a phenomenal record for the advertising business.
As a native New Yorker, one of Steve Carman's creations ranks at the top of my list, a campaign that spawned hundreds of imitations worldwide, a campaign for which he received no payment, and the campaign for which the name Steve Carman will always be known.
You're planning a long vacation, or just a day or two. You're finally on vacation, you're wondering what to do. You want some place that's different, you want some place that's special. A great vacation in New York. And you say, I love New York. You can climb a mountain. I love New York. And there's such great sailing. I love New York. We can all go camping. I love New York. 'Cause it's so exciting. New York is different. You know, New York is special. You can have a great vacation in New York. And you say, I love New York. What a great vacation. I love New York. What a great vacation.
The feeling that it inspired amongst the people in New York and amongst people all around the country for that matter has really been phenomenal. And I think the reason for it is that it appeals to the individual. It doesn't say New York is something terrific or New York is someplace that you should go to. It says me. This is my personal thought. And you know what? I love New York. And if you can say I love New York and get someone to sing it and present it in a fashion where people identify with it themselves, you have a successful campaign. Now, the major moment was last July 1st in 1979, Governor Carey declared, proclaimed I Love New York as the official state song of the state of New York. So I had a little touch of immortality.
You're wondering what to do, you want someplace.
With Steve Carman in a Midtown Manhattan recording studio, this is Melanie Refus for Sunday Sunday.
Still to come on Sunday Sunday, Major Con Smythe, Kennedy, the Constitution, and the fight.